Hello and welcome to the GX Podcast, the world's first podcast focused on government services and their future. In this podcast, we talk about everything related to government excellence, government service design and delivery, GovTech, and citizen engagement. Join us for insightful interviews and conversations every month. Visit us online at gx.ae. Hello and welcome to this episode of the GX Podcast. In this episode, I have with me Guy-Philippe Goldstein. Guy-Philippe, welcome to this podcast.
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to have you here at the World Government Summit 2022, and especially at the GX Talk sessions that are happening here. We're also doing this podcast session, and for those of you who are watching us on the GX YouTube channel, the GX website, or listening to us on one of the podcast platforms, thank you for being here. Guy-Philippe, you are an expert in cyber defense, cyber crime, cyber security, the whole cyber stack. Help us understand what era of cyber defense are we living in right now?
So we are living in a very elevated area of risk, both actually in terms of, say, nation state security, and we can talk a lot about that, but also the corporate security. And actually, at the end of the day, the two are intertwined. In terms of nation state security, we've seen actually, not only over the last 10 years, but actually over the last 2-3 years, that lots of what we call critical infrastructure can effectively be stopped via cyber attack. May that be oil pipeline, electrical grid, water treatment plant, or even ports operation, things which are probably dear to the hearts of people here in Dubai. This can be effectively stopped via cyber, and if you shut that down for quite a long period of time, you actually shut what are the key elements of the economic survival of a nation. Yeah. So that does pose the importance of that. Yeah. And again, this used to be kind of theoretical risks, and we have seen actually the actual risks in real life over the last 2-3 years of that happening. That's one thing. Yeah. But then you have also the issue in the corporate world. And in the corporate world, the impact can be huge. I mean, a study I've run with PwC in France has shown that if you look at publicly listed companies, after a cyber shock, out of 60% of them will lose 1/5 of their corporate value, 20% wow. of their corporate value if you wait 6-12 months, because at least what's at stake is the reputation of a company, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, those two things, actually, when you come to think about it, are intertwined. Because when you think about what is cyber warfare, where does it take place? It doesn't take place in vast plains where armies are going to look at each other, no. Cyber warfare takes place inside companies where today human activities and value creation is taking place. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have this linkage, and that's why it's both a military topic, but it's also actually a civilian defense topic, and to some extent the responsibility for each one of us as being citizens, but also as being employees of large corporations.
Of course. So with that, I mean, it opens up so many different ideas, and let's talk about a few that relate to governments, government services, government service delivery. Now, you mentioned earlier that cyber defense can cripple a nation, right? So we're in the Middle East right now. If you shut the electrical system, your air conditioning is gone. If you are a smart city, your infrastructure is stopped, your nuclear power plant is stopped. Like, it's a collapse of the entire country, nation, in anywhere, wherever these things can happen. Let's talk about something softer, service delivery, right? Governments typically serve citizens at service centers, online, and these are critical services, healthcare, food, water, whatever, electricity. What do you see as some of the challenges or the opportunities here? Let's talk a little bit about that. So imagine a country where government services are crippled because of a cyber attack. What are thinkers thinking, and what is industry thinking about this?
So let's split up into what are the challenges and what also are the opportunities, because they are very much important. Mm-hmm. The challenges we start already to mention about them, the ability to service in terms of healthcare. You know, we've seen that actually examples of, say, your vaccination certificates. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you cannot have access to that, and thus you cannot go here and there, you cannot travel, you cannot move. Or we have actually seen in a couple of examples things actually harder in terms of actually breaking, say, in hospitals, in medical institutions, all the surgical systems, yeah. all the medical patient records, which are very important yeah. to know when to deliver drugs at what moment.
Yeah.
And fact of the matter, we don't have today the studies, but we infer that actually all the cyber attacks, say, against hospitals may actually increase mortality, morbidity.
Mm.
So these are the large risks, and you see that we're moving from a, say, financial cost, which yeah. is what cyber has been talked about for the last 10 years,
yeah.
into an actual cost impact to real life,
mm-hmm.
even you know, to the security of each one's lives.
Yeah.
So indeed, government have a lot of things to do in terms of certification, in terms also a lot about culture. And this
right.
is a key important point.
Yeah.
And I go back to what General Gene Habiger, who used to be the one in charge of the Department of Energy in the US, used to say, in general, security is 20% equipment, 80% human,
mm-hmm.
80% human culture. And in as much as we need the new technologies, what we realize now is that we do need, indeed, the new behaviors.
Yeah.
The understanding that each one of us, we need to change and have the right passwords, upgrade when we're being asked to upgrade,
yeah.
perhaps even encrypt the key information mm-hmm. that you need to encrypt, and even actually have soft copies of that, all those basic elements
yeah.
that we do need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the challenges, and as we say, they are important, they are technical, but they are a lot actually about changing behaviors
yeah.
and culture.
Yeah.
Now, what is the opportunity? And this is the fascinating part of cybersecurity. When you look back at the way, say, nations would label themselves of high quality manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had Swiss quality, you had Dutch Qualitat,
yeah.
Swiss made. All that were from a time where the problems that you have with a machine happens because of incident with nature. You know, you didn't screw the things properly, and then after some
yeah.
time, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber changed completely everything.
Right.
Because all the machines are going to be run by code.
Yeah.
And in cyber, you just don't wait for nature
mm-hmm.
to all of a sudden create incidents. You have the malicious intent
of
criminals
yeah.
or nation states that are going to be much smarter than nature
yeah.
and immediately find the vulnerabilities and hack the whole stuff. Which does mean that tomorrow, what we call qualitate in manufacturing, you know, in service providing,
yeah.
that will actually be cybersecurity.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a nation that has this image of high quality manufacturing, high quality service delivery, you will need to be a high quality cybersecurity nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a key important thing,
yeah.
both for nations and for companies
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so in the past, I would say at least 3 years, we've seen some really, really major hacks, from the pipeline hack, where it not just crippled the flow of oil in the US, this was Colonial Pipeline, but that led to, so that was one. There was another one where a managed service provider was hacked, and in America, but supermarkets and stores and grocery stores in Europe were affected, because now we're connected. As technology, you know, has no border, different things are connected with each other. So the implications can be really, really serious. We're also looking at the emergence of, let's say, autonomous cars, right? Tesla is a great example. You can start your car remotely and call it to you, but hey, what happens when the bad guys hack all Tesla cars or your infrastructure or your metro line for that matter?
So this is where we're slowly moving into the territory of the future of cyber, which is coming very fast,
mm-hmm.
by the way. It's not out there. You mentioned the autonomous Tesla cars,
yeah.
which are on their ways.
Yep.
But let's now imagine the world 10, 20 years from now,
yep.
where actually we see what's already happening in terms of the unit cost of industrial grade robots or
mm.
drones,
mm.
which is dramatically collapsing.
Yep.
Which means that probably in 10, 20 years from now, we will be surrounded by smart, autonomous, autonomously moving agents, which is fine and great and bring a new level of services. So that'll be your autonomous cars, that'll be small robots that are going to provide logistics and services and all of that. And that's fantastic. But then it does change the whole equation in cybersecurity, because all of a sudden, it's not about just losing money. It's about things that are going to move. It's about kinetic energy. And thus, we're entering territory of safety. We're entering territory of industrial damages and actually hurting people and actually putting at risk the security of people's lives. Mm. And when we do that, we will see that cybersecurity will be in a totally new, different ballgame.
Yeah.
We see that actually in tradition, in some industries, for example, in the airline industry, the issue of security and safety is huge, because people still cannot fathom how come I can fly in this metal bird.
Yeah.
And for those reasons, there's a huge investment in security and safety, actually in the training of all the personnel in airlines. Now, you take that metaphor of the airline industry, which still is making money. I mean, Emirates here is a great example of a money-making airline, but still with huge element of safety, security and safety. Yeah. That is what could happen to many different vertical industries in 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
To grow the budget for cybersecurity and the cyber safety, to move from here to actually here, a true change in order of magnitude. Again, you can make money, but we'll have huge investments in that.
Yeah, now you've done a lot of research on the industry. How much do you think, and this is could be a difficult number to come up with or percentage-wise, how much more attention do governments need to pay to cybersecurity? Is it, you know, double their budgets? Give us a guidance on where they should be in order to feel a little bit more secure.
Okay, I'll take the example of what's happening in the industry, and then we can move into where do we where should be in governance. In industry right now, you know, most companies we may be into cybersecurity two to five percentage points of IT cost. But that's not the best practices. Best practices may be actually moving that at least twice, three times, maybe four times. And we see actually best practices what we've seen in a couple of US banks because they can actually better put the figures with the cost. And as I mentioned, if we're going to move into actually an issue with safety, I wouldn't be surprised that we move budget by four times, five times, maybe even harder.
Yeah.
So that gives you what may be the cost for cybersecurity in, say, 10, 15 years from now. Well, I'd say the same in the government world.
Yeah.
And so you're putting a figure is difficult, but what I can tell you is that we are going to move into a change in terms of order of magnitude.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be times 5, times 10, or times 20, but that will be that level of magnitude of change.
Yeah, because as a government, you're managing a country, right? You've got a country of, let's say, X million amount of people, a lot of services. And when those get crippled down, you regret that decision and say, hey, I wish I would have had better cybersecurity. So I think it's really essential for governments to seriously consider not cybersecurity as an option and a nice to have, but as an essential, as start with cybersecurity and then you spend on your bells and whistles of IT spend. I really wish they could reverse that.
Well, there's two things here. A, you're right, it's not an option, and hopefully it's not considered as an option, because if that's the case, big troubles are ahead. And over the last 10 years, I did see a change in terms of the importance of cyber. But the critical thing with cyber, when you're a nation state, when you're government, is that you need to understand that you cannot actually protect each and every door, each and every small businesses. It's impossible.
Yeah.
However, in the network world of cyber, as it is in the network world of digital, sometimes if you don't protect the small business, then it opens the door to actually cataclysmic impact. So what does it mean? Every little step counts, and government needs to properly protect what they need to protect traditionally, But also, and that's actually the critical thing for government that many governments doesn't know how to do, they need to help small businesses understand what's at stake. Mm-hmm. They need to properly regulate, but not without, you know, putting too much cost.
Yeah.
And to actually work in a network of partners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually something that governments often have difficulties to do,
yeah,
because they think that they sit at the top of a network.
Of course.
And actually they don't. They are a key players of that network, but they need to think through all the different stakeholders,
yeah,
that they just cannot replace.
Of course.
And that's a critical element.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. And I'm having so much fun speaking with you. I have one last question. So if you were to, now we are here at the World Government Summit, a lot of innovation, technology, the metaverse, cyber defense, name it. It's here and people are talking about it. If you were to offer a recommendation to any government that walks up to you here and says, hey, tell me what I should be doing right now, right this second, in terms of cyber defense, security. And also, let's keep in mind, the world, in some parts, is also experimenting with with cryptocurrency, with digital money, with NFTs. Like, all those things are on the periphery as well. What would be your immediate recommendation,
okay,
apart from the fact that go and spend some money on cyber?
My immediate recommendation is the same I would give to any companies. Just first, try to put the best dollar figure on what could happen if something bad happens to your country. And then you realize how much you need to invest.
Absolutely. You said it all right there in that sentence. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Pleasure speaking with you.
Same
Have a
here.
Great time here at the World Government Summit, at the GX Talks, and we look forward to having you again on the podcast in the future. Thank you so much.
We've got pleasure. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
Thank you so much, everybody. Take care.